Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T-Bone, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we are live and on the air, and there is a word from the Lord on today. Amen, hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, and get our general announcements out of the way. I want to make sure that you tune in every Tuesday night to One Word from the Lord, none other than Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if you need a life coach, you need a mentor, you need a marriage counselor, you just need and you need and you need somebody to help you pray through some situations, I want you to make sure you hit them up on Facebook. It would be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. Amen. Glory to God. Now, those doors are open for you to get the help that you need. And when we come on each and every Sunday and all the times that we come on, we open up our prayer line also. So if you want prayer, all you have to do is press the 1 and we will bring you in for prayer after the announcements, either or before. So, you know, amen. It's out there. That's all you got to do is just jump in while the water's being stirred. Good God Almighty. And if you move on down, we have faith come by hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. Her show comes on every Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. If you missed it yesterday, you missed a treat. The shows are pre-recorded. You can go back and listen on Blog Talk. They are awesome, awesome, awesome. It's ministry with you and mine to minister to the people of God, to heal, deliver, and set free the captives. Ah, my God, my God. God is good all the time. Glory to God. So I want to make sure that you tune in every Saturday to hear what the Lord is saying to Elder. And you missed it yesterday, man. I enjoyed it so much. Elder prayed it. Amen. Good God Almighty. Elder kept praying. I said, go on, Elder. Walk the dog. Good God Almighty. It was awesome. And if you missed it, you missed a treat. You can go back and listen to it. But I always like to hear mine fresh off the press. And if you move on down, we are called the Hour of Power. I am Prophetess Martha Williams. And my show comes on every Sunday at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I'm the first Hour of Power. And I'm going to give you a 30-minute break. And after that 30-minute break, you will hear none other than Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So once you get through listening to this show, go ahead, you can get up, go get your chip dip, your potato chip, whatever, and get you some drinks. Amen. Glory to God. Hey, stay sober now so you can hear the word of God so you can take it in. Now, I'm just saying. I'm just putting it out there. Glory to God. So you can hear Minister Elaine and hear what the Lord is telling her in this season. So she's going to give it to you just like it is. Amen. It's, ain't no shooting from the hip. It's going to be straight from the word of God. You know, some people say you shoot from the hip. Nah, we're going to shoot straight from the word of God. So you can go over and hear her show after you listen to our Prophetic Corner Ministries. And if you move on down, we want you to partner with us. And in partnering, we are asking only for $25 or more. You know, God is good. Come on. And $25 is not a whole lot. I know some have went to the stores here lately, and you can see, hallelujah, glory to God. You say, well, I got to eat. So you still don't buy that, right? Okay. So just think about it. You know, Lord, I still got to sow. I cannot give up on you, Lord. I'm going to believe. I'm going to continue to give and believe you, Lord God, that you'll bless me even the more. You see, it all works together. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you may even get a call from our apostle and our pastor. You just never know, you know. But the thing is, you got to get out there, amen, to see what's going to happen. Because if you keep sitting back and expecting something to happen and do nothing, then nothing happens. Nothing from nothing leaves what? Nothing. Zero from zero leaves zero. You know, y'all were taught that in school. Come on now. Glory to God. It ain't. It's just only basic math. We're not talking about all of the N to the Y's and the Z's to the A's and all that different stuff. Now, we're talking about basic, just simple math. All right. Glory to God. If you desire prayer at this time, you can go ahead and press the 1, and I will bring you in for prayer. You know, God is good, and he is worthy to be praised. We're living in a season now, you know, where it says in the Bible, man ought always pray and faint not. That means you continue to pray. When you see things going on, you pray. When you don't even see things going on, you pray. When you don't even know what to pray, you still pray. Hallelujah, glory to God. You got to have your mind fixed on Jesus. And in other words, when you're praying, you know, hallelujah, glory to God, you may not know what you're praying for. Let's put it like that. But if your mind is fixed and stayed on him, he'll help you through everything you got to go through, and he'll help you and tell you what to pray for. Hallelujah, glory to God. Because now prayer is much needed. Ah, my God, my God. You got to have a mindset, a mind state to pray all the time and not faint. Ah, well, Lord, you know I prayed and it still happened. But it won't be as bad as it could have happened. As I remember a situation not long ago, I said, hold up, I'm not hearing nothing. I always say, you know, quiet calm before the storm. And it just continued on for about a week or two. And I'm like, quiet calm before the storm. I said, nah, hold up, wait a minute. But I did pray. And it was bad, but it wasn't as bad as it could have been. Hallelujah. And that's what you do. Quiet comes before the storm. When you don't hear nothing, you don't hear no birds chirping, you don't see no trees moving, you don't see no people, hallelujah, glory to God. It just seems like everybody just in their own little huddle and they're quiet. And hallelujah, you know, that's the storm raging. So you'll know, hallelujah, if you already prayed up, then pray some more. It ain't going to hurt you. Glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Well, no one pressed the 1 to come in for prayer, so I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, as we come to you, Lord, as humble as we know how, Lord, believing you, Lord God, for whatever you want to do on this show on today, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we know, Lord God, that there are one, Lord God, that wants to be set free. So, Father, we know, Lord God, that you can do all things, Lord God. You can do all things but fail. You're not a failing God, but you are right on right now, God. You're in on time, God, and nothing catches you by surprise, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God, for the healing that's taking place right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for those, Lord, who have a listening ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying in this season, because we know, Lord God, that you are speaking. You're speaking to your people. Some may not be listening because they don't have an ear turned to the Spirit. They got an ear turned to the worldly things, everything in the world that they want, everything in the world that they want to accomplish, but not in the body of Christ that they want to accomplish, not in your kingdom that they want to accomplish, Lord. That's why they came here. So, Father God, we say on today, Lord, nudge them, Lord. Shake them, Lord God. Shift them. Prick their heart, Lord, and let them know they need to turn around and turn their thinking back to you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Because all that stuff that they're trying to get, it's going to fade away. But the only thing that's going to last is you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Everlasting, oh, my God, eternal life. Good God Almighty, so they won't fail, Lord God. They won't fail in you, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, that they hear the word of the Lord on today and hear what you're saying, Lord God, so they can be healed and brought out of darkness over into your marvelous light, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. They can walk right. They can talk right. They can seek you right, Lord, in the name of Jesus. They won't come half-stepping, but they'll come all fully, Lord God, and fully loaded, ready to hear the word of God. They'll come to you, Lord God. Oh, my God, all those that are heavy laden, and you'll give them rest. You'll give them peace because you are the Prince of Peace. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all those, Lord God, under the sound of my voice on today, as they hear a word, Lord, that will change their very life, in the mighty name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, God, on today, Lord God, you are a
in the mighty name of Jesus. We know that you're married to the backslider. Lord, we ask you to touch him, Lord God, in a mighty way, oh Lord God, and those religious spirits, Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to touch him and let them know there's so much more, so many more open doors in the kingdom of God. There's so much more in the word of God that you want them to learn, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Although they came, Lord God, and they continued on the same, you didn't want them to stay the same. You want to raise them up so they can go and tell others about a man named Jesus, in the name of Jesus, and not be religious, in the mighty name of Jesus, because you're not a religious God. You're a relationship God. So, Father God, we call it out right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we shut doors that no man can open, Lord God. We know the doors of righteousness is open unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you, Lord God. Oh, my God. Lord, we come against every spirit of deception, every spirit of deceit right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every cunning spirit, Lord God, right now in the name of Jesus. Those that have gone to the left, we call them back to stand on your word and know, Lord God, that everything else shall fail, but your word, Lord God, shall stand the test of time. Right now in the name of Jesus, only what they do for you gonna matter. You said we can do all things through Christ that strengthened us, but you said not everything, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Everything that don't matter, you said all the things, Lord God, that matters in Christ, in the name of Jesus. All that stuff that they've been getting tangled up and tied up in, it don't even matter. Oh, my God, we come against that spirit, Lord God, that's trying to lead them in the wrong direction. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, Lord God, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus, because we know we're serving on time, God. Lord, we know, Lord, that you don't share your glory. But, Lord, we know, Lord God, that you share, oh, my God, your word, Lord God. Your word, Lord, in the name of Jesus. As they began to seek you in your face, Lord, and seek your word of God, you'll open up, Lord God. You'll open it up to them. The scales will fall off their eyes, and they can see what a good God we serve. We don't serve a part-time God, no part-time lover, in the mighty name of Jesus. As they come to you wholeheartedly, Lord God, to seek your face, in the name of Jesus. Hey, my God, you'll give them their heart desire, and they won't have to suffer. They won't have to try to get it on their own, because you'll give it to them. All these things will just happen in the mighty name of Jesus. They don't have to work hard. They don't have to labor hard. You'll just start giving it to them. But they got to seek you first and your kingdom and your righteousness. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, stop walking in the wrong places and begin to walk in the right places. Yeah, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Yes, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Hallelujah. But everything you ain't got no business doing. Oh, good God, I'm out of here. My God, my God. Some of the things that you do, they don't even matter over here in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You got your hand in this. You got your hand in that. You got your hand in this and in that. Hallelujah. Well, have you ever stopped just for a second and said, Lord, what do you want me to do? Hallelujah. And listen, you know, I was talking to someone and they said, well, you know what? I asked God something, but I ain't heard him say nothing yet. I ain't heard him say nothing yet. What did he want me to do? This particular thing that, you know, I had asked for and he ain't said nothing yet. So they just said, well, I'm listening and I'm waiting. You know, there's a song, hallelujah, you know, that sometimes you just got to wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. And see what he wants you to do and how he wants you to do it. Glory to God. Because you want to make sure you're operating in the right realm. Ah, my God, my God. You can go and operate in the wrong realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And what will happen, hallelujah, you'll get tore up from the floor because you're doing something you shouldn't be doing. Oh, my God. So just operate in the right place and seek him first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all this other stuff,
all this other stuff that's trying to block you from hearing his word, from being the word of God, from living right, hallelujah, because you're trying to get all this other stuff. Oh, good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. We're going to get in the word of God on today. Go ahead and turn to Mark, chapter 9 of Mark. Glory to God. He is good and he is worthy to be praised. Chapter 9 of Mark. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just going to title this message Change, and you'll see what I'm talking about. Hallelujah. You know, amen. Sometimes we have to be transfigured. That means we have to change. Hallelujah. You know, you sometimes, amen, want to stay in that same old place and do the same old and all it and all things like that. Well, Jesus was transfigured. In other words, he was changed. Hallelujah. From who he was when he went up. I'm going to show you all that right now. So go ahead, amen, and turn to Mark chapter 9. And he said unto them, verily I say unto you, that there be some of them that stand here, which shall not taste of death, till they have seen the kingdom of God come with power. Let's move on to verse 2. And after 6 days, Jesus taketh with him Peter and James and John, and leadeth them up into an high mountain apart by themselves, and he was transfigured before them. In other words, hallelujah, you see, he was transformed before them. You know, he wants to transform us just like that. Glory to God. You know how sometimes you go out and people stare at you? Well, you know why they staring? Because they know you've been with the Lord, and they're looking at you. So when they look at you, they see something you probably can't see. Hallelujah. But when you've been with the Lord, they can see something that you can't see. And they be like, okay, you be like, why are they watching me like that? Because you done been hanging out. Hallelujah, it's my elder friend. You've been hanging out with the Lord. And they can see that. They can see the glory of the Lord shining upon you. Hallelujah. And we need more of that. And look where he took them up. Amen. And he was transfigured before them. And his raiment became shining, exceedingly white as snow. So as no fuller on earth can white them. He was saying right here, that means it wasn't no Clorox bleach. It was none of that. Glory to God. It was the glory of God that it became so white as snow. Hallelujah. Can you imagine that being that white? It was a gorgeous, it was beautiful, as white as snow. So he was being transfigured because he was getting ready for the journey. You know, God wants to get you ready for the journey too. You have to be transfigured also. In other words, there's some changes got to take place. Oh, thank you, Lord. You got to have some changes. You got to have some changes in your life. I'm going to show you, amen, what I mean by changes. Hallelujah. Let's go on. Yes, he was getting ready for a journey, but see, God still, he had to transform them. And he had to show them because they were some of his disciples. And he took these with him. So let's move on to verse 4. And there appeared unto them Elijah and Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And you know what they was telling him? Amen. Elijah was telling him, you know, the things that he was going to have to go through. That's what he was telling him, you know, the persecution, you know, and how they were going to lie on him, how he was going to go through all these different things because, you know, it was his destiny. And that's what he was telling him. He was saying, you're going to suffer grief. Physical disorder. They're going to despise you. They're going to reject you. He was telling them, preparing them, getting them ready, see, for the transfigure. Hallelujah. But he had to go out and tell others, you know, and go out and heal and continue on, to go on. It was going to be like that. So let me tell you something. Don't you think, amen, they ain't going to come against you just because you say, I'm saved, I'm filled with the Holy Ghost, I love the Lord. They're going to still come against you for real. Hallelujah. And that's where you're going to have to mount up with wings as an eagle. Hallelujah. You're going to have some strength. You got to have some strength. That's why you got to pray. You got to continue to pray and seek God and stay in his word, because that word, you're going to need that word. Once you put it in there, it's in there. But the thing about it is you have to put it there. But if you don't put it there, it's not there. Glory to God. Because we live in a day and time where, you know, they are persecuting Christians. They may not be hanging them at the stakes or whatever, or beat them down here, you know what I'm saying, but they still persecute. And the first thing, if you say something, you know, I'm like, hold up, you ain't going to treat me like you treat me. I'm not going to take that. That ain't going to happen. The first time you say something like that, get what they say? Oh, and you call yourself a Christian. Hallelujah. And you know that's what they say. But they think you're supposed to take anything, but that's just not so. He didn't tell you to be weak. You could tell anybody anything you got to tell them without cursing them out, without getting loud, without throwing tantrums. You could tell them anything you got to tell them. Because I remember this time that this thing happened, and then they all of a sudden they said, well, you know what, said, you know, God ain't pleased with you doing this, and he ain't pleased with you doing this and that, because I was telling them, no. I said, no, this is not the way it should be. I said, this is not the way it should be. And then they come out, well, you know what, God, come on now. You know, God, this is God. God, this is God. This. You know what I told them? I said, God ain't got nothing to do with this, man. Because if he did, you wouldn't be wanting to do me like you trying to do me. I said, don't put God in that. He ain't in that mess. And that comes from sometimes people being untaught and unlearned. Let's move on to verse 5. And Peter answered and said to Jesus, Master, is it good for us to be here, and let us make 3 tabernacles, one for thee and one for Moses and one for Elijah? You know what? He didn't know what to say. When he saw that, they were really shocked. He didn't know what to say when he saw that transfiguration and the bright light. It wasn't no Clorox pole on the clothes either. That was the glory of God shining upon him. That's what it was. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on to this verse 6, and you'll see what I'm talking about. For he was not what to say, for they were sore afraid. They were scared after they saw that. Can you imagine how they seen that? The glory of the Lord shining upon him like that. And then Elijah and Moses coming to talk to him and tell him, you know, listen, this is what's going to happen. This is going to happen. They're going to reject you. They're going to talk about you. Hallelujah. They're just going to really tear you up, tear you down. It's just going to be like that. This is what happened. Can you imagine? They seen them, and then they went, hallelujah, glory to God, and saw him. They were afraid. Now, wouldn't you have been afraid, you know, if you didn't know no better and you saw all this? Well, you know, some people are afraid now. Because I was telling someone about some things that happened, and they said, oh, no, ain't no way. Mm-mm. But I sure wouldn't have stayed there. Ain't no way. Glory to God. But you can't run. That's when you read the Word of God and you meditate on it and you ask the Lord what he's talking about and what's going on. You know, you can't be scared because the Word of God will strengthen you. Prayer will strengthen you, so you can't run away and be scared. But they was afraid when they saw all that going on. Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 7. And there was a cloud that overshadowed them, and a voice came out of the cloud saying, this is my beloved son. Hear him. And he was telling the disciples, this is my son. So listen to him and hear what he has to say. Because, see, he had to have some disciples. And so what it was, they were in training. Can you imagine if Jesus just told them that, well, they're going to, you know, cooperate. Hallelujah, glory to God. But after he showed them, amen, his glory, then the cloud overshadowed. And he told them, said, listen, this is my son. So believe what he say and listen to what he say. And you need to do what he say. Hallelujah. My God. Can you imagine the look on their faces when they saw all this and all this was going on? It says right here that they were afraid. And suddenly, when they had looked around about, they saw no man anywhere, save Jesus only with themselves. They ain't see nobody because they thought so. They didn't know what was going on, okay? And they looked around and didn't see anybody. Because I remember in my own life, hallelujah, when I was young, you know, I'm still young. But anyway, let's go on. Hallelujah, glory to God. And the Lord told me, said, you know what, I'm calling you to be a prophet. And I was outside. I went outside, and I was out by the garbage can, and I went outside to put something in the garbage. And I'm looking around. I'm like, hold up, wait a minute. Now, who that talking? I ain't see no trees moving, glory to God. And I know nobody wasn't around. And I looked up.
And I looked down, just like they did, glory to God, not understanding some what was really going on. And I said, what? I said, oh, no. It can't be. I looked around to make sure when nobody trying to pull no jokes and none of that. But I did. I looked around just like they did. Glory to God. But that's what he said. Hallelujah. And I held on to it for many years. I didn't tell nobody. Because sometimes when you tell people stuff, it'd be out of season. It don't be the right time. Let's go on just a little bit down at verse 9. And as they came down from the mountain, he charged them that they should tell no man what things they had seen till the Son of Man were risen from the dead. You see, he told them don't tell nobody because it wasn't time for them to tell anybody. Can you imagine sometimes when you tell people, well, you know what, God said he's going to do this and he's going to do that and he's going to do this and he's going to do that. And I saw this dream. Oh, my gosh. Now, some people you can tell, I understand, but some you can't tell because you know what they'll do? They'll make it hard for you. Even though they can't hold back what God has for you, but they're going to make it hard for you because what they're going to do, then they're going to try to block you. They're going to come against you. Hallelujah, glory to God. They're going to come against you, try to come against your dreams. They're going to try to come against what God told you that he's going to do for you. So you have to be careful about that. Hallelujah. But there are some saints, amen, are still ain't. Hallelujah. They just want to get what they get, go and get their little bit and bring it back to their mouth. Hallelujah. Not go and try to pray somebody else's stuff through, not trying to help nobody, but they try to hinder. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I remember one time, amen, Apostle had prophesied, you know, and everything, and she was telling me what God was going to do, and he was going to do this, and he was going to do that, and you know what? Hallelujah, glory to God. He did everything he said he was going to do, but somebody tried to block that. But you know what? It didn't matter because they might have tried to make it hard, but it didn't work. So here's the thing about it. Make sure that you're in season, hallelujah, with what God is telling you and in tune. So don't tell nobody. The reason he told him not to tell anybody, because it wasn't time. You know, he knew he had to go from here to there, to here to there, and he had to pray, he had to preach, you know, and he had to go and he had to heal people. Hallelujah. And there's no telling what they would have came against him then, but his time wasn't yet because he still had other things he had to do. He had to go and finish up. Amen. It wasn't finished then. He had to continue on and go through the valleys and go through everywhere and heal and deliver people and get them set free. So, you see, be careful how you tell people stuff because you know what they'll do? They'll try to hinder it. They'll pray against you. You're praying and you're like, Lord, what is it? I'm praying, but ain't nothing happening. And that's me. I said, hold on, wait a minute now. I've been praying for this thing here for a long time, Lord. I know sometimes it takes time on certain stuff. But if somebody else, if you tell them and they catch it, guess what they're going to do? They're going to pray against it. And that's what he was saying, don't tell nobody. It wasn't that he didn't want them to know who he was, because he did. And you'll see it over here when I get ready to read this next verse, these next couple of verses. It wasn't that, but he didn't want them to say, well, if they say, well, he was the Messiah, or he was who he was, then there's no telling how they would have tried to come against him already. And he had to go on and do ministry. So you better be careful how you talk to people. Tell them that you know ain't jealous. So there are some people who are not jealous. They don't have a jealous spirit in their body. Glory to God. Because what God has for you is for you. And I say it all the time because he's going to give me mine. I never say once, well, Lord, you gave them this, then why couldn't that have been mine? No. Because what he gave them, I said, Lord, I thank you for giving them. I thank you for blessing them. You got to be careful about being selfish. Hallelujah. Don't have a selfish spirit. Glory to God. Let's move on, verse 10. And they kept that saying with themselves, questioning one with another, what the rising from the dead should mean. So they were trying to, you know, figure out what was going on. Hallelujah. They didn't really, I'm going to show you this too. I maybe get a little ahead of myself, but I'll read it anyway. They didn't ask. They were scared to ask. So they were trying to just do is talk amongst themselves. So just be careful about that. Let's move on to verse 11. And they asked him, saying, why say the scribe that Elijah must first come? And he answered and told them, Elijah verily cometh first and restoreth all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man
that he must suffer many things and be set at naught. See, he was saying Elijah was coming to tell him, you know, what was going to happen, what was going on, you know, and everything that he was going to have to go through. That's why he came, him and Moses. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 13. But I say unto you that Elijah is indeed come, and they have done unto him whatsoever they listed, as it is written of him. And see, they did. They treated him bad too. That's what he was saying. He was talking about that and how he was doing and how they did John the Baptist. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He was talking about all that and all the things that were going to happen. That's what it was. He came to kind of give him a little insight on what the things that was going to happen throughout what he had to go through. And when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude about them and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed and running to him, saluting him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? They were saying, what are y'all questioning them about? Well, what's going on? What are y'all arguing about? And one of the multitudes answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. Okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty of the thing here. And whatsoever he taketh him, he teareth him, and he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to the disciples that they should cast him out, and they could not. You know, some things come out by fasting and prayer, and you're going to see this too. And you see, he knew who he was, yes. You know, some people know who Jesus is. You got to know who he is. I know you done heard your grandmama talk about him, you know, your uncle, your granddad, and then they're saying, you know, some of them are bootleg, you know, pastors, but guess what? It's okay. Hallelujah. They did what they did, and they used what they had. They couldn't. Some of them couldn't help it because they were taught like they were taught. But now you can get up and you can learn even more. Don't ever say I'm too old to learn because you're not. Hallelujah. If you want it, he'll give it to you. Hallelujah. It's up to you to receive it. So don't let nobody tell you. I tell them, don't nobody put no tag on your coat and say, well, you're old. No, don't let nobody do that. You do what you do what's good for you because you can learn if you want to. It may take a little bit more, but that's okay. Find you somebody that's going to take time with you and help you to learn what you need to learn, that's got patience with you. Because everybody don't have patience with everybody. I just got to put it out there. Okay? Amen. Because I know, you know, there's these people, amen, glory to God, and whenever something goes wrong, amen, or with the phones or whatever, they definitely, when they see me, hallelujah, they ask me, what's going on, you know, help me with this and help me with that. Well, that's when you don't mind. I don't care who it is. I don't mind helping nobody. You got to be a servant unto God. Because if you can't be a servant unto him, then you're not going to serve people. You can't just serve your four and no more. But you got to serve others, too. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 19. He answered him and saith, O faithful generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him unto me. He said, bring him here. I'll cast that devil out. Glory to God. And they brought him unto him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him. And he fell on the ground and wallowed foaming. You see, the spirit is subject to who he was. Then you're going to fall down, but he's going to cast him out still. So that's when you got to be ready. Be ready, be ready, be ready. Get ready. You can do these things. If God calling you to do certain things, then you do it, whatever he's calling you to do. You know, there are some people that like to give. Well, you're the good best at it. I said give. That's one person they got a giving spirit, and I told them, yeah. You know, that's fine. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You keep giving because God giving it right back. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So keep doing what you do. He don't call everybody to preach. He don't call everybody to be a prophet. He don't call everybody to be an elder. He don't call everybody to do that. But he called everybody to minister word, to minister to word, the word. You can tell somebody about Jesus. You can say, well, I'll tell you what, we had a service over here. You know, well, won't you come on and go to church? You know, go with me and here. We have awesome Bible study. We have an awesome time in church.
So won't you come on and go with me? You know, everybody can talk something and tell somebody something about a man named Jesus. Hallelujah. You may not know everything, but there ought to be something down in your spirit all these years. You ain't, like this person always said, hey, been here all these years for nothing. Glory to God that you got, that you held on to. Let's move on to verse 21. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto me? And he said, of a child. When Jesus asked him, how long he been like this? He told him, a small child. So he's been at it quite a while. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if thou can't do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Jesus said unto him, if thou can't believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. You see, he was saying, if thou can believe. You never say, if you can do it. Now, say, I know you can do it. You can cast this devil out. Cast him out in the name of Jesus. You put that if in it, and that if is doubt. Hallelujah. You I always say, well, you know what, Lord, when you do this for me, then it's going to be an awesome day. When you make me that, when you do that, hallelujah. I don't say, well, Lord, if I don't go to the Lord, well, Lord, if you don't mind, would you give me this money? If you don't mind, Lord God, will you heal this person over here? No, you better get some act right about you and say, Lord, I know you can do this because your word said, Lord, you can heal, you can deliver, you can set free. So I'm calling you, Lord, to heal this person, to bring this spirit out. I'm calling you, Lord God, to bring them about that day. Hallelujah. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe, but help mine unbelief. So if you got any doubt and unbelief in you, here's what you got to do. Say, Lord, I believe, Lord God, but help my unbelief, Lord God. Because I believe, Lord God, that you can heal. Hallelujah, glory to God. You can set them free. I believe, Lord God, that you can give me that house that I need. Hallelujah, Lord God. My God, my God. I believe, Lord God, that you can heal them of that dumb and deaf spirit. I call it out in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I believe, Lord God, that you can, Lord God, heal, Lord God, the sick. You can make the lame walk up. You can raise the dead. I believe, Lord God. I ain't going to say if, Lord God, you don't mind, do it. Hallelujah. But that's showing your doubt and your unbelief. Hallelujah. They said, when you do it, hallelujah. And God, I thank you because I know you're going to do it. Your word says, put me in remembrance of my word. So if it's in his word, he said, I said, Lord, I ain't got no peace. You are the Prince of Peace. You said it in your word. Now I need some peace from these situations. Hallelujah. It's okay if you talk to him like that. Glory to God. You know, some say, well, you know, I don't know how to talk to him. Well, talk to him like talk to everybody else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You said, Lord, I know I'm here, Lord. And I know, Lord God, you said, Lord God, you can fix this thing. I'm tired of these people talking about me. I'm tired of, Lord God, them trying to get to next to me. I'm tired of them, Lord, trying to put me in a place that ain't in. Lord, I'm tired of them lying. I'm tired of them cheating on me. Good God Almighty, come on. Say, Lord, I'm tired of the way things are going, hallelujah, in my household. Lord, I want you to get some straight way about it, hallelujah. My God, you got to learn how to bring it up from the inside. I hear you saying, we don't know how to say it like you say. Well, don't say it like I said. Say it like you know how to say it. He hears you, what you say. Glory to God. I heard you. Hallelujah. But say it like you say it. Say, Lord, I know you're going to do this because your word said, Lord God, if I seek you in your kingdom, Lord God, and your righteousness, and all other things going to be added. So, Lord, all the other things that I need and start to call them out. I need my children saved. Oh, my God. I need my family saved, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, my husband over here acting out. Oh, my God, I need you to straighten him up and let him fly right. Glory to God. My God, my God. They acting crazy on the job. I need you, Lord God, to send your angels, Lord God, in my defense, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For you said you give your angels charge over me to keep me in all God ways, oh Lord. So Lord, I need you, Lord God. They driving crazy out here on this highway. Lord, I need you to send your ministering angels, Lord God. Oh, go ahead of me and already, Lord God. Who create a path, Lord God, to straight. Them on the left, stay on the left. Them on the right, stay on the right. In the name of Jesus, wake up, oh sleepy head. Don't you be sleeping up and down this highway in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. So don't put no if. Okay, Lord, if, Lord God, you give me this, then this is what I'm going to do. If, Lord God, you give me more money, I'm going to sow. If. Don't if it. Hallelujah. My God. Let's move down just a little bit further. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou dumb and deaf spirit, I charge thee, come out of him and enter no more into him. Glory to God. Now, when you cast it out, you better put it somewhere. Hallelujah. Tell it don't come back. Hallelujah. You ain't asking it to come back. And don't give it an open door to come back. Because if you go back, you ask God to heal you. You know, people say, well, Lord, I need you to heal me, Lord God. My blood pressure's up. And then you're going to go and eat a whole pack. Hallelujah. Glory to God. A whole big pack of pork chops. Come on now. Well, I ate one. It was good. I went back and got another one. It was real tasty. So I thought maybe I'd eat one more. You need three pork chops. Come on now. Glory to God, and asking him to heal you. And you say, okay, Lord, my sugar diabetes is acting up, Lord God. Well, what are you eating? Are you eating all this starchy food or whatever? You're eating all this rice. Well, Lord, I love some rice, you know. And I did eat all that, and then I ate some bread, and I ate all this and everything that I shouldn't have ate, Lord God, to make it act up. I ate it. But, God, I need you to heal me. And then when he heals you, you go right back to eating that same old. No, you got to change your diet. Hallelujah. So it won't come back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, you know, Lord, my back hurts. I don't know what to do. Well, listen, hallelujah, glory to God. He heals your back. He heals you, hallelujah, so you won't hurt. But then what you do, you're going to go pick up something that's really too heavy for you. Glory to God. Instead of getting some help. No, I got it. Okay. You got it. You're really going to get it. Glory to God. Said, no, Lord, I'm going to hold up. I'm going to see if I can get me some help. If I can't get me no help, Lord, give me some strength, Lord God, to move this mountain. Because you said you're a mountain-moving God now, and this is a mountain that I need you to move. Good God Almighty, glory to God. That's the type of God that we serve. And the spirit cried and rent his sore and came out of him, and he was as one dead. And so much that many said, he is dead. Guess what he did after he cast the spirit out of him? Oh, my God, he fell out on the ground, I read in one translation. He fell out. They thought he was dead. In other words, he wasn't dead. He had been tormented with the spirit so long. Then he was tired whenever he was cast it out. It just seemed like it was just a weight lifted off it, and he just fell out. Hallelujah, glory to God, my God. That's the type of God we serve. God just wants you, hallelujah, to believe in him. Believe that he will do whatever he asks you to, whatever you ask him to do. Believe, hallelujah. But if you can't believe, then, Lord, help my unbelief. And ask God, is there any unbelief in me, Lord God? Take it out, Father. I don't want, Lord God, walk. You said, oh, my God, without faith, no man can please God. That means no man, nobody. Hallelujah. Can please God without the faith. Hallelujah. And your unbelief. Glory to God. You got to continue to say it over and over again until you get it in your spirit. Lord, I know you're going to do this. I know you're going to bring this thing, Lord God, to pass. It's going to happen. We ain't going to doubt. We're going to stay in belief, Lord God, with your word. But Jesus took him by the hand and lifted him up, and he rose. He arose. And when he was coming to the house, his disciple asked him privately, why could not we cast him out? Now he's going to tell them why they couldn't cast him out. Listen up. And he said unto them, this kind can come forth by nothing but by prayer and fasting. You see right here, you're already wrapped up, tied up, prayed up, tangled up. You fasted up. In the word of God, you're reading the word of God, you're studying the word of God, you ain't too busy. Remember we talked about earlier about all them things, hallelujah, that you're doing. I can do it, all things through Christ, yes, who strengthens me. But all the other things over there that you're doing, amen, that you shouldn't be doing, and then you leave the word of God. Well, Lord, I got to do this. I got to do this over here. Well, Lord, you know I'm tired. I don't have time to read this word and study this word like I should, you know. So you do all those things, and then you give God about 20 minutes
You don't even have time to look up a word if he gives you a word. Hallelujah. He gives me many words, and I look them up. And I ask him, Lord, what are you talking about? What are you saying? I want to know. I want to know the knit to the grit. Glory to God. Because I want to know exactly what he's saying. Because I don't want to add or take nothing away from his word. Because the word is the only thing that's going to change your life. Prayer, hallelujah, much needed. You see right here, and I will always say, he said, these things only come out by fasting and praying, hallelujah. To get them dumb and deaf spirits, hallelujah. Oh, to get them demons on the run. Oh, glory to God. You got to fast and you got to pray. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I ain't telling you to go on no 40-day fast. I ain't saying, let me correct that. We ain't say none of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But it don't hurt, hallelujah, if you skip a meal. It's not going to hurt you. Glory to God. Be careful, though. You take medicine, be careful. Because you don't want that to conflict with it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I have to clear myself up because I don't want nobody to be saying, she told me to go on a fast. No, I didn't. Talk to the Lord and see what he has to say. And if he said no, then that's fine. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Hallelujah. But you can pray. You can still pray and ask God to give you strength. You can still read this word of God so you'll have what you need whenever things come against you. You'll have something to fight with. You'll have the word of God, your fighting power. That's what you'll have. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's read this right here. And they departed this and passed through Galilee. And he would not that any man should know it. He didn't want nobody to know. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That he was going through. You see, he wasn't trying to keep it hid. It just wasn't time for some things to be told. So just be careful, because if it wasn't time for some things, for Jesus' things to be told, then it ain't time for you to tell everybody. Hallelujah. Because sometimes we always say we talk too much, and we let the cat out of the bag. And you know, once they get it, they're going to go tell somebody else. Well, you know what they told me? This is what they told me. This going to happen. This going to happen. And this going to happen. And then sometimes they're going to, and when it, well, Lord, you ain't told me that. But that wasn't for you. That was for them. So you got to learn how to be a servant first. If you can't be a servant, hallelujah, to your leader, then you chances are you're not going to be a servant to anybody else. You know, we talk about love. Love covers the multitude of sin. But can you love it? Love all people. It don't matter them that do you wrong, them that don't do you wrong. Can you love them? Hallelujah. You can't forget what they did. You can't forgive them what they done. You can't forgive them what they ain't done and they were supposed to do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But you have to check your own self. Do a self-checkup sometime and see what's in you. Ah, my God, my God. You know, some are afraid to say, Lord, what's in me? I ask him, Lord, what's there? If it's something there that's stopping me from flowing or doing what I'm supposed to do, or, you know, I say, Lord, I want you to take it out. I want you to show me, Lord, and help me to do better in those areas. There's nothing wrong with that. But some people don't ask him because they're afraid of what he's going to show them. Hallelujah. That's what it is. But you want him to show you so you can get that out of the way so he can go on and do the work that he wants to do on the inside of you. And that way you can flow in the ministry. You can flow when you go and see other people, and you can love unconditionally, and you won't have any hatred or any unforgiveness in your heart. Amen. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, we thank you, Lord God, for each and every person on this line on today, oh Lord. Father, you know what they need, Lord God. Oh, my God. Whether it's, Lord God, finances, or whether they want more love, God, or whether they want to love others more, in the name of Jesus. And whether they want a servant heart, Lord. Lord, I know in your word you can show them, Lord God, those paths to take to get what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone under the sound of my voice that heard the word of today. Let them hold on and hold tight, oh, to the rope of God with all hope that shall never fail in the name of Jesus. Because we know, Lord God, you never failed. You never lost the case. Man has lost cases, but you've never lost the case in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord God. Lord, help us, Lord God. If there's any unbelief, any doubt in us, then, Lord, you take it out. So, Lord God, we can go and flourish, Lord God, and do the things that you're calling us to do, Lord, without doubt, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God. So, Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for every person, Lord God, on this line, whether they're listening, Lord God, by radio, or, Lord God, whether they're called in. We know, Lord God, that you're the healer, and you can heal. So, Father God, we come against every spirit, every deaf, every dumb spirit, in the name of Jesus. We cast them out and cast them into the sea in the name of Jesus. And it shall not return to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you for opening up deaf ears and blinded eyes so they can see you even the more, Lord God, so they can hear even the more words and not be afraid to ask you, Lord God, what's on the inside. Ah, oh, my God, good God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we come against every foot pain, every leg pain, every knee pain in the name of Jesus. Lord, every joint, oh, my God, let it line up with the word of God by your stripes. They are healed in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. We know, Lord God, that only you can do it, Lord. And Father God, we just thank you, Lord God, for healing taking place on this line on today in the name of Jesus. Whatever they may need, Lord, for this marriage, Lord God, in that marriage, they need healing. Lord, we ask you to heal it, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God. Let them know, Lord God, you said what you put together, let no man put them under in the name of Jesus. So that means to keep other people out of it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, my God. So, Lord, we thank you in the mighty name of Jesus for your healing taking place on this line. As they heard the word of God and the word of faith on today, Lord, and they won't doubt, Lord God, but they'll believe you, Lord God. Oh, my God, all the way in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We serve an awesome God. Hallelujah. He's an on-time God. We have a few minutes, amen, hallelujah, before I go ahead and give the benediction, amen. So if you desire prayer, I'm going to open up this line one more time for prayer. You press the one and I will bring you in. You don't have to tell me all your business. Just tell me your prayer request and where you're calling from. That's all I want, your prayer request and where you're calling from. You know, he is good and he is worthy to be praised. Hold fast to the confession of faith without wavering. Hallelujah. If you're faithful, then you're faithful. Hallelujah. You don't have to waver. Sometimes things don't start. They're going right. And you know, they're going in the other direction, but you hold fast to that. You say, Lord, I'm not going to move. I'm going to hold on to that faith. You said, Lord God, if you'll do it, then I'm going to hold right there. I'm not going to move. Amen. Glory to God. No one has pressed the one. So we're going to go ahead. Amen. Glory to God. I don't want you to forget Tuesday night. The Power Impact Team. Tuesday night, Apostle and Pastor, 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern. Faith Come By Hearing Saturday. Evangelist Elder Bertha Askew, 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Eastern. Sunday, Our Power. I'm the first Our Power. Prophetess Martha Williams, 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. 30-minute break. Then the next, you will hear Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson, 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I encourage you to park. And I have something wrote on my paper here. Amen, that I keep seeing it. It keeps coming up. So I'm just going to go ahead. I know, you know, we're not rushing our time, you know, but then some say, well, you know, you said it at the last minute. Well, we're now at the end of October. Hallelujah. We're coming up. Amen. We're coming up in a few months. It won't be long. October, November, December, we're coming up. Amen. To the first of the year. See, I keep seeing that on my paper. Amen. I had forgot I wrote it down. It was a while back. Hallelujah. This kept coming up. So, amen. What you need to do is start now preparing to sow, amen, and save what you want to sow. Don't spend all your money out there. Hallelujah. And online, doing all that. Get what you need. I understand. Hallelujah. And I hear, you know, some say, I enjoy the fruit of my labor. Amen. Yes, you do. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Nothing wrong with that. But just go ahead and you can start preparing now for your first of the year seed. I know you said you got a few months, but, you know, it's on my paper. I'm going to go ahead and put it on out there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So he can bless you mightily. You remember that every year to do that. You know, you just be surprised the things that come back to you and you won't pay nothing for them. Hallelujah. Because I know he is an on-time God and he did me like that several times. Hallelujah. I can go to the store and I can get something for just a little bit of money. I said, Lord, you know, I said this and I need this and this is why I went. And I said, Lord, I thank you because I know it was you. Amen. Glory to God. Don't take it lightly. Get ready. Get ready and get ready. Now for the bitter, well, I'm sorry. I don't like to lead a show without giving the invitation to salvation. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, God. Father God, I repent of every sin that I've committed unto you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you my life. Make me, Lord God. Mold me. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord, I pray. Amen. Welcome to the body of Christ. Hit me up on Facebook. It's Prophetess Martha Williams and Martha Williams. Inbox me and let me know that you gave your life to Christ. And the angels in heaven are rejoicing. Glory to God. And get in a Bible-believing church where the word of God is being preached and lived. You know, he is real and he is worthy to be praised. Now, for the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we will see you back on next Sunday. Have a blessed day. Amen.